What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Intermittent fasting can have powerful health benefits, especially for healthy weight management and metabolism, but it can also be a challenging lifestyle to sustain. You might struggle with hunger, sugar cravings, fatigue and low energy, irritability, and restlessness or trouble sleeping. Peak fasting teas are your secret weapon, and they certainly are mine. Teas are blended with other functional plants specifically designed to shut down appetite, support energy and mood, and enhance the benefits of fasting. You'll get concentrated catechins to support healthy ghrelin levels, which combat hunger pangs, caffeine and L-theanine for sustained energy without the jitters, and polyphenols to support healthy skin, metabolism, mood, gut health, and so much more. All this in 5 award-winning flavors that won't break your fast. I even enjoy them when I'm not fasting. Literally, I sip on these things all day long. Love them. They taste amazing. Let me break down my daily routine with Peak Tea. In the morning, I'll have the bergamot black fasting tea. So good. It's gentler on an empty stomach and kickstarts your energy without crashes or jitters. And black tea has antioxidants that feed the good gut bacteria, and bergamot supports mood. In the midday around lunch, I'll have the ginger green or the matcha green fasting tea, depending on what I'm in the mood for. It works wonders for digestion and post-meal sleepiness. It makes a refreshing, delicious iced tea with just enough caffeine for the rest of the day. And in the evening, I'll have their caffeine-free cinnamon herbal fasting tea. It squashes sugar cravings and supports healthy blood sugar levels. So just go to peaktea.com/WillCole and use code WillCole at checkout to get 5% off site-wide plus free shipping when you purchase a bundle. You can even shop my own curated fasting bundle. They made an intuitive fasting bundle when my book, Intuitive Fasting, came out. There's a reason Peak has over 15,000 five-star reviews. Try it for yourself, risk-free, with their 30-day satisfaction guarantee. You either love it or you get your money back. Fasting teas are selling fast, so be sure to stock up. That's peaktea.com, spelled PIQUETEA.com/WillCole, and use code WillCole for 5% off site-wide plus free shipping when you purchase a bundle. Hi, I'm Dr. Will Cole. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers. This is the art of being well. What's up, everyone? It's Dr. Will Cole, and welcome to The Art of Being Well. I am a leading functional medicine expert. I get to consult people around the world via webcam. I started one of the first functional medicine telehealth centers in the world over a decade ago, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I wrote Intuitive Fasting, which is my newest book, and Ketotarian, and The Inflammation Spectrum. If you want to learn more about the books, my clinical work, the telehealth center, tons of free content there as well, you can check it all out at drwillcole.com. That's drwillcole.com. Let's get to today's guest. She is a powerhouse in her space. Her name is Tata Harper. She is a Colombian beauty guru and industrial engineer. How about that for a combination? She co-founded Tata Harper Skincare with her husband after her stepfather's cancer opened her eyes to the dangers of synthetic chemicals in personal care products, in the products that we're using on our skin, in our homes. Tata Harper Skincare creates and manufactures 100% natural and non-toxic luxury skincare at Tata's family farm in Vermont. Complex advanced technology formulas give people age-defying results without a drop of synthetic chemicals. So no one has to compromise their health for their beauty. In today's conversation, we talk about Tata's skincare product journey and how it led to the formation of her amazing company. We talk about the specific different plant compounds and natural compounds in Tata's skincare products and how they work synergistically together. The science around this is very compelling. We talk about the exact steps Tata has taken to educate her consumers about sustainability in her products and the packaging, which I found very fascinating. And we also talk about some of Tata's favorite ingredients in her skincare formulas and what they can do for our skin health and our health at large. We talk about what Tata's skincare routine looks like. Love that part of the conversation. We talk about the importance of retaining a consistent skincare regimen and what the actual proper steps for a skincare regimen, what does it look like? I had no idea. She taught me a lot. And we talk about the similarities between our supplement intakes. We talk about her supplement regimen and we talk about mine. She asked me some of my functional medicine perspective on things like this. So much stuff. We geek out. So let's get right to it and be sure to stay till the end of the conversation, because right after I talk to Tata, I answer one of your burning health questions and another Ask Me Anything. All right, let's get to it. Here's my conversation with Tata Harper. Tata Harper, thank you so much for being on The Art of Being Well.
Thank you for inviting me and nice to meet you finally.
Yes, I know. It's been a long time coming. And this is, we're doing it in front of everybody.
Right.
Talking for the first time in front of everybody. So are you in Vermont right now?
No, I'm in Connecticut.
Okay.
I go back and forth between my farm and Connecticut. Yeah.
Great. So you are the genius behind the beauty line, Tata Harper. For people that are hearing about it for the first time, can you kind of introduce your craft and your passion?
Absolutely. So basically, I started a skincare company called Tata Harper Skincare. And it's basically a company that I started not because I thought that I would want to become a beauty entrepreneur. I actually never thought that I would be, this was in the cards for me. It's something that evolved over time after I realized that a lot of the products that I was buying were a little, had too many synthetic industrial chemicals. I was getting really uncomfortable with putting them on my skin every day, twice a day, which is how you use skincare. At least that's, you know, like what I always done, like put it morning and night. And then I was also reevaluating also like a lot of my lifestyle choices and changing a lot of things after my stepfather got diagnosed with cancer. And really like the change to natural beauty products was like the last frontier, because I was able to find a lot of replacements for foods and cleaning products and even like dry cleaning. But when it came to high performance, super high quality skincare, just like that didn't exist. You know, there were a lot of preconceived ideas around natural beauty, especially like first generation natural beauty, which is what was available when I started the line, which was mainly found in like little apothecaries, natural supermarkets. You know, when you are not a beauty minimalist and you don't like it simple, but you like it complex and really hardworking and multidimensional skincare, you don't go, that's not where you find it, right? But that was the only natural alternative. And then when you go to beauty stores and department stores at the time, and I would be like, please, I want a natural product. you know, I don't want to be putting all these ingredients that when I Googled them, you know, like belong mm-hmm. in my car, you know, all this petroleum and all this like battery acid and mm-hmm. antifreeze. I was like, this is not even like the quality of ingredients that belong in things that I want to put around my face and around my eye every day. Like there was also in that side of the spectrum, there was nothing. Like, yes, there were ingredients that had botanicals. Like you found, you know, these products that had algaes or the products that have orchids or the products that have the honey from I don't know where. But when you turn around the box, they're mixed with the same, aside from those ingredients, the rest is almost the same emulsifiers, the same paraben preservatives, the same synthetic silicones from petroleum, the same propylene glycol that it's antifreeze that are just part of making a formula work beyond the active ingredients, right? Because the algaes, the roses, the orchids, those are ingredients that are in a formula because they make your skin look better. But then there's a ton of other ingredients needed and added to formulas that have nothing to do with your wrinkles and are just there to make the products work. And so there's a lot of things that get added to formulas that are not just for actives, mm-hmm. you know, that are the ones that make your skincare beautiful, your skin beautiful, but are there to make just the product perform and feel in a certain way. So that's where a lot of the science started. Mm-hmm. It's really like, how do we kind of like decode the cosmetic formulations? How do we break it down into pieces so that mm-hmm. we can start replacing and figuring out what are the alternatives that exist for every piece of a cosmetic formula mm-hmm. and making it natural. And also, super importantly, making it super high performance mm-hmm. because a lot of, I felt that like natural beauty, you know, 1.0 was really not giving credit to the amazing natural technologies that are out there today, right? Because they're right. seen more as like, you know, very basic, very simple. Sometimes I was even like, oh, like that stuff for hippies. Like no one like really like that is serious about skincare, is interested about natural products. And I think that really that was the case because there was nothing formulated for that client, period. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time that we that something like that was really attempted from a purity standpoint and a performance standpoint. So mm-hmm. that's how, you know, kind of like it began, like a big challenge, a big passion. I had no idea if this formula was going to, if this company was going to be huge, small, like, like it was just something that it's like, I can't be the only woman that it's looking for this. And also at the same time, I was getting introduced into the wellness movement, right? A movement that it's happening around the world, that it's not a trend. It's a movement of people wanting to live better and make better choices. Mm-hmm. And really the company, it's a byproduct of that movement. And if that movement were around, probably we wouldn't exist. And really catering to that client that it's concerned about their health, but also wants really high quality alternatives. And in skincare, that didn't exist. And still today, there's really nothing formulated quite like us in terms of purity. Like all of our line is certified by EcoCert so that you can, you know, the client knows with our seal that the product is 100% natural. Also, the organic content of the products, which again has to do with the way that ingredients are farmed. Mm-hmm. And just like have a seal that verifies all that. It also makes our consumers more informed. Consumers know how to shop better, make decisions, and really just show true innovation in the beauty space. Because I feel that a lot of the innovations, like quote unquote innovation that happens in beauty, it's more like communication, disruption, and, you know, other type of disruption. But there's no true innovation when you look at it, even from an ingredient standpoint. Like mm-hmm. we're still obsessed with the same ingredients from the 80s, whether it's the vitamin C, the hyaluronic, the vitamin A, right? And the world of natural science has evolved so much beyond that point. I mean, we love all those ingredients. We use them. But what I'm trying to say is that they are by no means the end all be all of skincare, because skincare green science is taking leaps. It's leaps from there. And it's so nice as a company that uses technology from all over the world and that curates them into products that we make, you know, to be able to see that firsthand and to use them and to create always, you know, we always formulate with this idea of trying to make the best natural beauty products in the world, period.
I love that. Beautifully said. How I see it as a real fan of what your work is doing, you are light years ahead of the industry and having conversations. And like you said, educating your customer on these things because you're bringing cutting edge stuff and multidimensional, you said high performance stuff, but you're using nature to do it. And like you said, there's a lot of greenwashing going on in wellness. Maybe we can talk about that. But as a functional medicine practitioner, I know that our skin is our largest organ. What we put on our skin is largely being absorbed. And they think because it looks natural, it's automatically good. And you're
Or because it's clean, it means that it's natural.
Right.
Very well said. Or because it's like vegan, it means that it's natural. Like there's like so many terminology right now that it's, you know, the worst part is like it's totally unregulated. So it just makes it hard for the consumer to figure out for sure. But at the end of the day, it's really the issue is that with so much greenwashing, clean washing, it's just like the consumers are the ones that I feel that are probably hurt the most because it's like they buy things assuming that there are certain things that they're not. And it's hard for them to discern what it's real, what it's not, that really aligns to their parameters of clean or wellness, right? Everybody has their own parameters. So, but the idea would be that everybody has clarity around what they're buying. And I think that that's why we went the route of EcoCert to certify the whole line because it's an, you know, it's a seal that it's optional. No one needs to get seals, right? Like those are things that people do to certify that there's a third party agency that has certified that what they're saying is real. And I think that ultimately that is the winner, you know, seals. Right. And we you know, we bet on seals all the time. They're hard to get. I mean, I get why a lot of people don't do them. It's total craziness, like, you know, the amount of scrutiny that there is. But, you know, but we do it happily because of our clients. And honestly, like we have kind of like a new generation company, like a modern company where a lot of things that might not be relevant for older brands are really relevant for us and really important.
Mm-hmm, certainly. I do appreciate on your products, you have whatever the amount of active ingredients in any given product, you're telling people so they can be educated and informed. Was that the intention behind it to let people know what they're buying?
Yeah, I think that in this world of single active products, you know, products that just have like one ingredient that are giving you all the, you know, like that's it. It's like the vitamin C or the hyaluronic or maybe a combination of two or three different things. For them to understand that our products have been basically developed so that multiple actives and plants are working together very synergistically so that you get optimal results. And I think that's the piece why we wanted to include that. So people understand the levels of concentrations. You know, a lot of people sometimes question like why our products are so expensive. But the price point that we have is not like an arbitrary thing. It's a result of all the decisions that have been made to make a product that is superior, amazing quality, 100% from nature, and that it's in it of itself sustainable, right? Because I think that to be a truly sustainable company, you need to create products that are sustainable. They're not about like the charities and what you give that are in the perimeter or in the periphery of your product. Like those are great things. But at the end of the day, let's begin by making products that are not polluting, that are responsibly made, that are sustainable, where you have a company that is transparent, that have seals, that, you know, so that's the backbone of how Tata Harper was built. And those are kind of like the guiding principles for almost all the decisions that we make. So it's kind of like, I get it. It's like they are sometimes expensive for the majority of the people, but the reality is that if you add up how do you have a company that is non-polluting, sustainable? Like, you know, like we all get excited with the $29.99 t-shirt, but then when you realize what it took to make a $29.99 t-shirt, you're like, you don't feel so great about that, right? So it's like exposing the true cost of doing things well, paying people fair wages, buying top quality ingredients, buying certifications, buying packaging that it's sustainable. All that adds
all
up.
Of it.
Single thing adds up.
Well said. I want to unpack all that stuff. So we'll get to the packaging and the sustainability, because I think that's such a true point. We don't know the true cost of things. We like the convenience. We like the cheap things, but we don't know what we're really doing to the planet and to other people through our dollar, the power of our dollar. For this ad break, I want you to take a break. Unclench your jaw, relax your shoulders, and take a deep breath. Sometimes we all need a reminder to take a little time for ourselves, and Calm can help. I'm partnering with Calm, the number one mental wellness app, to give you the tools that improve the way you feel. Clear your head with guided daily meditations. Improve your focus with Calm's curated music tracks, and drift off to dreamland with Calm's imaginative sleep stories. And if you go to calm.com/Will Cole, you'll get a limited time offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, which includes hundreds of hours of programming, and new content is added every week. Over 100 million people around the world use Calm to take care of their minds. Sleep more, stress less, live better with Calm. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/Will Cole. Go to calm.com/Will Cole for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. I really love Calm. I've used it for years and I'm so excited for you to try it for yourself. That's calm.com/Will Cole. Today's program is brought to you by Athletic Greens, the most comprehensive daily nutritional beverage. With so many stressors in life, it's difficult to maintain effective nutritional habits and give our bodies the nutrients it needs to thrive. Busy schedules, poor sleep, exercise, the environment, stress, or simply not eating enough of the right foods can leave us deficient in key nutrients. This is where Athletic Greens can help. It is a life-changing nutritional habit. Their daily all-in-one superfood powder is your nutritional essential. It is by far the easiest and most delicious nutritional habit that you can add to your daily routine today and empower towards better habits. They simplify the logistics of getting optimal nutrition on a daily basis by giving you one thing with all the best things. One tasty scoop of Athletic Greens contains 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients, including a multivitamin, multimineral, probiotic, green superfood blend, and more that all work together synergistically to fill the nutritional gaps in your diet, increasing your energy and focus, aiding with digestion, and supports a healthy immune system, all without the need to take multiple products or pills. I love this because I'm consulting people 11 hours a day at my functional medicine telehealth center, and I need something easy, on the go, and nutrient dense. And I love Athletic Greens for this reason. While most nutritional products come to market and stay stagnant, what I really love about Athletic Greens as well is that they continue to obsessively improve this one holistic formula based on the latest research, producing 53 improvements over the last decade and counting. They invest in the most absorbable and natural source of each ingredient and go above and beyond in third-party testing to ensure their customers continue to receive the highest quality and best daily nutritional habit on the planet. It's lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, and it also contains less than 1 gram of sugar without compromising on taste. And right now, Athletic Greens is offering my audience a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase if you visit my link today. I can't tell you how often I see vitamin D deficiency on labs, probably on an almost hourly basis. I'm seeing low vitamin D, which is really important for supporting our mood, our energy levels, and our immune system, and so much more. So whether you are looking for peak performance or better health, covering your bases with Athletic Greens makes investing in your energy, immune system, and your gut health each day super simple, tasty, and efficient. Simply visit athleticgreens.com/WillCole and join health experts like myself, athletes, and health conscious go-getters around the world who make a daily commitment to their health every day. Again, simply visit athleticgreens.com/WillCole and get your free year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs today.
Hey girl, hey, welcome to Taste of Taylor, my weekly podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Strecker. You might know me from Sirius XM Radio. I mean, I was there for like 12 years after all. But then Howard Stern allegedly got jealous of me, so I had to leave. I was actually able to pull myself up by the bootstraps and start my own podcast, Taste of Taylor, which is now officially with Dear Media. I'm so excited to say that. Ha! So I promise you in this podcast, you're going to either learn about something, you're going to be inspired by someone that's like always coming from a perspective of like humor, then this is the place for you. I hope you enjoy this little snack.
Can we go back to the synergy of ingredients? I think it would be really interesting to, if you could show us an example or tell us an example of how different ingredients that work together, whereas versus just that single hyaluronic acid or vitamin C, how certain plant compounds, you use it, this alchemy together to amplify its results.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that it's by looking at the skin from multiple angles and also having a clear understanding of the benefits of the product. So for example, I'm going to give you an idea. If it's a really intense hydrator, like an intense moisturizer, then we want to add not just one type of hyaluronic acid. We want to add like maybe 10 different types of hyaluronic acid that they all have different molecular weights so that the smaller weights go deeper into your dermis. They're able to travel there. It's easier, the absorption, the penetration for that layer. But then you also want additional layers that take you all the way up to the outer layer so that your whole skin is plumped. And one hyaluronic acid alone is not going to do that. You need multiple sizes, for example. Or also, like, let's say that we want to have a part of an anti-aging product. And always collagen is at the heart of a lot of anti-aging technology. So we want the ingredients that make the collagen fiber stronger. We also want to add ingredients that stimulate different types of collagen in the skin. You know, we have like 14 different types of collagen in our skin. We also, for example, want to add different enzymes that will prevent, you know, natural aging process to take place and then degrade the quality of like your collagen fiber. You know, it's like, it's mm-hmm. not just about one thing. It's like about looking at like every area of your skin holistically and then bringing a combination of things to work together so that you get better results. I mean, I don't know about you. I don't know how fanatic of skincare are you, but before I had the company, which I've always been a beauty lover, I'm not a beauty junkie. I was always very loyal to my brands, but you know, like I felt that I had to buy so many things to cover the basics. I had to buy like hyaluronic acid serum over here, then my vitamin C over there. Then what about your retinols? What about your oils? What about like your acids? Like it's so divided. So then you end up buying so many things. And it's kind of like this way you go into a skincare diet where you only need one really amazingly formulated product. Like I hate making like lousy products. Like I love making really concentrated and also unique formulas because we don't outsource anything. Like our lab is in our farm, our own chemists make all of the products from scratch. So all of the products are really unique to our clients. Like you cannot find our products anywhere else, right? Which is not the case a lot in the beauty industry that it's so prevalent with so much bases. And that's why the products just end up looking so much the same because it's the same base for the most part with just one or two different actives. You change the color, you change the smell, and voila, right?
Yeah, like so much of it is branding and more than anything else. Beyond the surface, it's pretty much the same.
And also companies end up sharing a lot of formulas, right? Together that it's right. really very similar to one another. Like,
yeah.
like we don't do any of that. Like we formulate from the ground up every single time.
Yeah, very good, important point. You mentioned cost. You also mentioned high performance and quality. One of the products that I love of yours is on the higher end, but it's effective. And if you're going to spend your money, in my opinion, if it's within your budget, use it, because why waste your money on all this stuff that's really a waste of money? And it's the Elixir Vitae, right?
Oh, wow. Yeah. The star of the show.
It is the star of the show. So I want to, you have called it in the past, like an injectable almost on your skin. Mm-hmm. So can you tell me people about the science of that? And we could talk about the price point and why it is the way that it is. It's super effective. I can tell you from a functional medicine perspective, it is, but I want to hear your perspective.
Yeah, totally. So that product has like the starring role in the routine and in our company. It's basically a serum that has been formulated to be kind of like an alternative, like a topical alternative to injectables, in the sense that a lot of the science and the ingredients in it act similar to both, give you similar results to Botox or voluminizers. I mean, obviously Botox paralyzes your muscle and it's a really intense thing. So I'm not saying that this is like natural Botox. What I'm saying is that the mode of action is very similar, in the sense that this one focuses on your subcutaneous muscles, meaning like the little tiny muscles that are attached to your wrinkles. And then by blocking a lot of the communication between the nerve cells, you relax the wrinkles from, the wrinkles from moving. You basically relax them. And that serum has four of those ingredients that are typically called neurotransmitter peptides, which are the peptides that, it's all about the communication of the cells through the nerves. And the reason we added four is because they all work at different time frames. So like some kick in within an hour or two, some start kicking in between hour two to six, and it's a total of four, so that you're covered for a wider range of time. And also with their continuous use, you reduce a lot of wrinkle depth, aside from having the relaxing action that it's kind of like the action. It's not obviously nothing dramatic like Botox, but a lot of the girls that do Botox love how it extends the results.
Mm-hmm.
It just like, it's a daily dose of them. And then the other thing that the formula has is that it has a lot of ingredients that help voluminize the skin, and also products that help with epidermal thickness. Because those are two things that happen as we age. Mm-hmm. It's like we lose a lot of fat pad, skin gets hollow, fat deposits get weird around the face. And a lot of times the wrinkles look deeper when you're hollow. So it's a lot of ingredients that basically work, not even at the skin layer, they work in your hypoderm, like the layer right underneath your skin. Mm-hmm. And they basically increase like fat cell volume, like they make your fat cells fatter. And that's how you regain a lot of the volume. There's also another part of that formula that it's about making your skin, helping with epidermal thickness, which is another thing that happens as we age, is that our skin becomes thinner because of the lack of proper communications of also nerve endings with your skin. Mm-hmm. So it also tackles a lot of like what's called neuroaging. And by reestablishing a lot of those communications, your skin gets thicker. So it's a very advanced serum. And it has technologies curated from like 60 different countries, by the way. So it's a very, it's kind of like a curation of worldwide anti-aging technology in one product. It took so much time to formulate, so much time to be able to get 72 actives into one formula, and also make sure that they all work synergistically together. Mm. But yeah, that's what that does. That's the one that I use too. I love it.
Yeah. What are some of the ingredients that you like? You mentioned the mechanisms, which is super interesting, and I'm glad that you talked about that. What are some of your favorite maybe actives in that formula, the names of them?
Yeah. So there's this crystal that comes from a pistachio tree in Greece that we call it pistachio crystal tears. And that one is amazing for epidermal thickness, for example. Like that is one of my favorite raw materials. I also love a bean that we bring from Malaysia that's called Yugobee. And that one also works on epidermal thickness, but through your neurotogenesis, you know, by, you know, just activating a lot of like the nerve ending communications with your skin. I also love another ingredient that I truly love that we add in eye cream, especially for under eye bags, is calcified red algae that also helps break down fat deposits, especially around the eyes where people, when people get just like fat deposits around the eye, you know, a lot of people ask me like, why do I need an eye cream? You know, if I'm using a serum. Well, eye creams have a lot of ingredients that are not found in serums, especially at the concentrations that you need them to be really effective for your eye. So around the eye, we need anti-aging. And yes, a lot of actives are shared between your eye cream and your serum. But then your eye cream has additional ingredients that are not in your serum to activate circulation, you know, microcirculation around the eye, to help with the blood flow, to also help with like a lot of the fluid dynamics, like fat and liquids that are, you know, accumulate around the eye. Around the eye, you need a ton more of anti-inflammatories, you know, so it's just the formulations are just different. But the world of natural raw materials is super exciting, and it's one that I am I'm super nerdy, so I dive right into all this stuff. So I just love to be able to curate them with my team and my, you know, the girls in my lab, and just really figure out how do we make really the most comprehensive multitasking product. And that was Elixir. That is Elixir Vitae for anti-aging.
Definitely. Thanks for explaining that to me. That's really cool. I love geeking out about the raw materials too. Our world is so amazing, and there's so much we don't know about nature, and you're really forging us learning about the mechanisms here and the science that's around these products.
Yeah.
And around these ingredients.
So people think that natural science is like super simplistic and cute, but they don't realize how powerful it is. And also like the leaps and bounds that it has taken in the last few years. It's super exciting. Sustainability, by the way, which it's like a work in progress, right? For anybody, for any company, it's like every 6 months, there's new advancements, there's new discoveries, there's new things that could be implemented. It's a really exciting time to be doing this.
It is, definitely. So as a guy, I grew up, like, I didn't know how, like, what order I should do, put a serum and a moisturizer. And I've learned a lot through listening to you and you talking about these things over the years. So can you break down for the people, If for men, women, whoever they are, if they don't know what order they should be using the products, how should we do it?
How should you do it? Okay. So there is, in your routine, there are products that are for your skin today, meaning I need help with this immediately, and you need to get results from those products immediately. Those are your cleansers, your masks, your moisturizers, right? Like that category of like immediate benefit. Then there's products that are more about like your skin tomorrow, right? Like it's things that you need cumulative results. And a lot of that revolves around anti-aging, dark spot correction, lifting, tightening, you know, energizing the skin. And those are more for your skin tomorrow. And they really require you to use them daily, day and night, you know, so that you can really get the cumulative effects. Because if you change a lot of, like, for example, your serum and your eye cream, which are like examples of those type of products, then you don't get results from anything, right? So I think that that's probably one of the most important pieces of advice, is that consistency is very important, no matter how long your routine is and how many layers you want to layer up. But like, make sure that you do them daily, especially your serum and your eye cream. You can change moisturizers to a lighter one during the day, a thicker one at night, and cleansers, of course, you can change depending on, you know, what you're trying to cleanse. So if you're trying to cleanse makeup, SPF, dirt, you know, like big particles, you want to go to an oil cleanser, for example. It's extremely effective at breaking down all the big particles. But then maybe one day you're congested, or maybe your thing is that you get congested or that you're oily. So then you might need, like, say, like the clarifying cleanser, which is a foaming, non-stripping cleanser, but that actually activates a lot of the healing inside of the skin. And it has a lot of salicylic acid and different acids to also help resurface and tighten. So it depends. I normally always begin by cleansing my skin. even in the morning, which, you know, your skin is not dirty, right? Like you just woke up. But I like to exfoliate in the mornings because you wake up with a lot of dead skin cells that have accumulated throughout the night of like your skin regenerating itself. And that's how it does it. It like new cells grow, old cells die. So I love removing old cells from my skin because it keeps the skin glowy. And it also makes everything penetrate deeper, right? When like it improves absorption. And we have a cleanser that is specific, like gentle enough that you can use it every day, which is the regenerating cleanser.
I like that one. Is that the pinkish one with the, I love that one.
Yeah, with the apricot seed powder, the microspheric. So then after that, then you, after you cleanse, then you typically either go into a mask, right? And you do a treatment once a week of like resurfacing mask for glow, or like if you're dry, like the hydrating floral mask is perfect or whatever. And then you leave that on, then you take it off. You don't do that every day. But then let's say that now you're in your everyday routine. I always love to start with an essence, which, you know, for a lot of people is kind of like an optional product. And, you know, I like it because essence, I'm dry and essences are really hydrating, especially the ones that we have. And also essences are kind of like elevators of skincare inside of your skin. Like they enhance penetration. So you always want to do that first so that everything you apply after is just going deeper. So with an essence on my skin, like wet with the essence, then I want to do the two most important anti-aging products, which is your serum and your eye cream. Right? Okay. Like the most important anti-aging. And then after that, you do moisturizer. And then, for example, you do a face oil last. Because oils, should always be last because those are typically larger molecules. And if you put them first, maybe other things that are more smaller molecule, they don't penetrate as efficiently. So it's always important to put an oil last. And it also, oils are great for barrier. They lock everything in. So, so that's the general like layer up science.
I love it. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, you get the oil last, so everything else can penetrate in before you put it on it, because you're saying if you put the face oil in before, then the active ingredients of the serum won't be as effective. Is that correct understanding?
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. So one of, actually another product that I use of yours is the retinoic, that's an oil, right?
Yeah.
So I should use that last.
Last, yeah.
I'm learning so much, Tata.
Oh, good. I'm glad. So that product is like a multivitamin for your skin. You know, like that's what it has, like a lot of antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, omegas, amino acids. And that's, you know how you take supplements, but that, but topically. And it's a lot of vitamin A, natural vitamin A. So that's why we call out the retinoid content in the name, because it's just like almost like 60% of the formula.
Wow. So what, when you hear like people taking retinol, patients ask me about my opinion on retinol, what is the difference between the retinols that are on the market that can be kind of harsh, not so natural, and a retinoic oil like yours? What's the difference between the two?
I think that it's the way that they interact with your skin. Like a lot of like the synthetic retinols, they peel. They're like a peeling agent. They act very similarly to an acid in many ways. When you get retinoic acid, like it's more oil soluble, it's more nourishment that you get. So you get the same, you know, vitamin, but you get it differently. And I think that it's much more soothing. It doesn't have like the after effects of redness and peeling and discomfort and dryness that you get from you know, from the synthetic retinols, but it's the same chemical compound, you know, like it's vitamin A.
Right. Something that I want to go back to that you talked about, I've heard you talk about it before. It's really important, I think, is that people have their routines, their skincare routines, and they're not consistent. And then they're not seeing the results because they're not consistent with it. You're okay with us switching up the cleansers, right? Because depending on if you're congested versus not, but the serums, these actives, they should be used consistently and not rotating around with different ones, correct?
Exactly. So I think that that's what I was saying. Like the products for your skincare today, again, cleansers, masks, moisturizers, that you can rotate. And you can choose, I mean, obviously it's not ideal to be rotating too much because sometimes products just don't work well together, right? And sometimes like you don't know. So you don't want to be like having like a total rotation, like in a weekly basis, because then the skin, you're honestly not going to getting, you're not getting benefits out of anything right at that right. point. But then definitely your serum and your eye cream, you want to use the same one morning and night, and you want to use that for many, many months. And if you don't, and if you want to change, then basically change it all together, but use the same one morning. Because that's how those products are tested, and that's how we prove efficacy. It's by, you know, and also from a clinical level of the ingredients, it's like a lot of those tests are about like the subjects using the ingredient, you know, using that product with that ingredient at that level, you know, for X amount of days, you know, 30, 60 days. And that's how we monitor a lot of the skin improvements, is by AM and PM application.
Got it. That's a great point. Another great point that I've heard you talk about, you kind of touched on it right now, is the amount that people are using. Sometimes people aren't using enough to see, we're talking about therapeutic dosage and actually seeing the benefit. So what are we doing wrong with products? We're trying to like skimp on it and like make it last longer. What are we doing there?
Well, you're not putting enough, you know? Yeah, I think it depends on how long you want your product to last, right? So, but it shouldn't be to the detriment of results, right? Mm-hmm. Like if something can't last 6 months and you're just adding like a little thing that it's covering enough,
yeah,
then you're not gonna get the benefit. So I think that it's important to use the product to the point that you can go from your forehead to your chest. That's typically what I recommend. It's kind of like, I feel that skincare extends to all of this area.
Got it. So however many pumps that is, that's a good general rule.
Yeah, typically it's like two pumps. You can also, for example, if you have an essence before, it, you know, having that essence on your skin will make things go further. That's why it's important to have essences, because they, you don't need so much for it to absorb efficiently. So, you know, having that help from an essence will help maximize your, you know, your product.
Okay. Makes sense. So let's go to packaging. You talked about that. I'm a fan of the packaging. I think that's super smart. And the bottles are like these little, like mystical apothecaries in and of themselves, but you're intentional. You can tell you're intentional about the sustainability, and it probably doesn't get talked about enough or appreciated, but can we talk about the intention behind the packaging and why you did it the way you did?
Yeah. So first, it's green because the products are made in my farm, and my farm in Vermont is like neon green, like that packaging. And it's full, like in the summertime, is full of like yellow dandelions. And that's why a lot of like the accent colors are yellow that we play with and stuff. So it's, you know, from that sense, it just comes directly from nature. And we're honestly like super inspired by nature on almost everything that we do. Then in choosing a lot of the materials that we choose, this is the part that sustainability comes first and foremost. So glass is been typically kind of like our chosen material, because glass is infinitely recyclable. You can use it forever if you're recycling it. So it's infinite, right? Like it's not like energy that it's totally lost. Also, I mean, there's nothing that I can do at the moment with like, let's say, pumps and overcaps, because those are unfortunately not being able to be recycled right now. But the other thing is like in the times that we do need to use plastics, for example, we go for the bioplastics, which are plastics that are derived from corn, from sugar. Also, we're starting to experiment with a lot of like post-consumer plastic that has already been, you know, this is like they're in their second, third, fourth life of use, which is honestly what I think that it's the most exciting, is to be able to reuse. So a lot of those PCR plastics are becoming we're studying them right now. We're incorporating them in a lot of the different things that we do. Also, when it comes to boxes, it's always cheaper, honestly, to go plastic, to go virgin carton, you know, paper, right? Like tear down a tree and make paper out of that. That's always the cheaper alternative for me. But it's expensive to try to use paper that it's already been recycled, or paper that comes from sustainably managed forests, like what we do always. So that has always been important, that there's responsible management of anything that we do. We're also going through, for example, now through a big like lightweighting project in our cartons, where we're seeing what is the right amount of paper that it, weight that it needs to be, so that we're not putting extra paper that it's not necessary to protect the packaging. So that's saving like almost 50% in just material alone that we're not necessarily using. We also got rid of a lot of like inserts that were not needed. We use a lot of like the organic inks instead of like the synthetic inks. And that's just like, we do it happily. It's true. We don't talk about it enough, because for us, it's not marketing. For us, it's just like the way that we need to do business in the future to be responsible. Yeah. You know, it's not about marketing. It's not about like, you know, it's really just about like feeling good at night when you go to bed about decisions that you've made. And honestly, also another thing that we're looking about very seriously is refills, because the beauty industry is very throwaway. You know, it's like everything throwaway, convenient and thrown away. But the reality is that a lot of that packaging is not disintegrated after, you know, 3 months of use, that you're going to throw it away. Like perfectly, you can have a cartridge and refill and reuse. And that is better than recycling.
Yeah.
Something that we're starting to look very seriously on. So it's a journey, you know, like we haven't arrived there, and I think that we never will. I like the idea of like that we're always developing better ways of doing things and challenging ourselves and seeing how we incorporate different things into how we do, what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. And and it's really cool to kind of like explore all that world.
I don't know, and I'm not an expert in this by any means, but I don't know any brand like you that's doing this. And that's, like you said, it's not something you're preaching top of the hills. It's something that's just who you are. It's the ethos of Tata Harper as a company.
Yeah. It's kind of like having a sustainability lens, not only for your charities and your carbon offsets, but in basically all the decisions, or most of the decisions that we make. It's always being that a filter in the decision-making process. And that's really what it takes, because it's always cheaper to go unsustainable. But then that is unsustainable, meaning like it's not, you know, there's a point where we cannot do it anymore. So it's like, let's not pretend.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Something else that I've learned from you is the way that a product is delivered. I don't know if I'm using the right word or not, but a contamination basically from our hands, and, you know, you use brushes and pumps, so you're not like touching a product. Can you explain that and why that's important, and maybe teach us about that?
Yeah, totally. So basically, cosmetic products typically come with preservatives, which is a classification of ingredients that we add to help prevent contamination, mold, fungi from growing in the products. And I would say that if there's one area where the natural technology is not up to par with, let's say, a paraben that kills absolutely everything, no matter what, is the preservation system, right? They're very powerful, but if you're constantly contaminating it, it's going to get to a point where it's not going to work anymore. So that's why we have most of our things in pumps. Not that they're not preserved. They have like amazing preservation systems that come from Germany. But they, I would say that it's an area that it's, I wouldn't say that it's the strongest. It's not as advanced as like anti-aging, right? Like killing everything. If you're like constantly contaminating your products with dirty hands, you know, there might be a point where the preservation system might fail. So that's why we always use pumps, except in the cases of formulas where that's not a concern at all. And when there's a concern, it comes in pumps, or it brings like a spatula so that you use it. And I like talking about it, because it's true. Sometimes we unwillingly don't know, and we're like touching things that your dirty hands, and then you're putting them on your skin. And honestly, like, it's not sanitary also to be just doing that with no matter what product, not only because they're natural, it's just like not very sanitary.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something I maybe people think about this, but I never think about this until you like open my eyes to these little things that we take for granted and we don't think about.
There's some formulas, by the way, where that is not a concern. Like it's an oil formula or like a balm, butters, like nothing contaminates that. The issue there is that they become expired or like, you know, like they become oxidized. Mm-hmm. So in those formulas, you add like tons of antioxidants. But for your creams, your waters, like water-based products, you need preservatives to avoid contamination.
Got it. How, I'm sure it depends on the product and how much of these natural preservatives are in there, but is there a typical range of like how long a product lasts if people have it? And is this still good? Does it expire? Is that a thing in the beauty world?
No, totally. Absolutely. And typically a lot of synthetic products last 5 years, 5-10 years. From a preservation standpoint and stability standpoint. I mean, by that time, their actives might not be effective, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's a totally different thing. I think that for our products, the max is 24 months for sure. It's between 18, 24 months. And that's why actually we have decided to make the products in our farm because that way we control our own production. So we make everything every single month, super mm-hmm. fresh. Instead of just making like big batches and storing tons of stuff. And by the time that they get rotated into stores, they've been made 8 months ago. So who knows how long, you know, it's going to be in the warehouse of the store. So for us, it's super key that those 24 months are maximized as much as possible, not from the product sitting around in our warehouse, but from being with our clients. And that's been a big reason why we are vertically integrated. It's so that our clients get the freshest products and also we source our own ingredients. So the quality of our products is totally under our control. We make exactly what we need, which also is very sustainable because you're not producing more than maybe what you need to buy. And then mm-hmm. maybe you produce more than what you sold. And then the product got expired and now it's wasteful and you have to throw it all away. It's sustainability is definitely something that it's kind of like built in into your production and into, mm-hmm. that's what I was saying. It's like sustainability is a filter for almost every decision that we make.
Yeah. So what's next? What's next for Tata Harper as a company?
So a lot of like really cool things. I can't really give a lot of specifics, but next year is a big year. We've been working a lot in a new line for the line and it's launching next year. It's a two-phase launch. So it's going to be really exciting. It's been a lot of work for my team and all of our chemists in the lab putting it together. We're also working on always new projects. 2022 is also going to be really exciting because we're working on a lot of 2022 formulas right now. And we're also expanding around the world. This year has been a big year of expanding in the Middle East, expanding through Europe. We started our cross-border in China after tons of paperwork. Oh my God, to sell cross-border in China is insane. The amount of paperwork is never ending. And that efforts are going to continue.
I love definitely. That.
Continue. We're pooled all over the world. Like, you know, a lot of green girls all over the planet want to be able to have their Tata Harper.
Yeah. Do you see guys getting into, I mean, I don't know. I mean, to me, it's like we all have a face that we want to take
true,
care of.
True. Yeah. You know, we always talk about her and her, the girls, but the reality is that guys are very much into it. We're actually launching with Mr. Porter in January. And it's really exciting. A lot of guys love our products secretly through their wives.
Yeah, I could see that for sure. That's how it started for me. When you mentioned Mr. Porter and like you are on all around the world, your products are all around the world. What do you feel when you walk in a store and you see your name on a green bottle? I mean, does that still geek you out or are you kind of like, this is old news?
No, it's cool. I love it. And what I love most is to actually go and meet the, you know, like people from the different cultures and how they interpret our products, the benefits that they get, how they incorporate like the products into their beauty rituals. It's super exciting. It's super exciting, especially because, you know, we work with, there's a lot that goes behind the scenes to come up with our products. So it's a lot of work from my team, like my whole organization in creating this unique products. Like it's not easy. So it's really, it's like, you feel that it's worth all the effort. You know, when you are out there and you're in Hong Kong and Joy's Beauty and you're like, oh, wow, this looks so good. Or, you know, or we worked so hard last year in, you know, like an activation at Le Bon Marché in Paris and then seeing it all together and then seeing the excitement that it's locally available for the brand and all the fans and all the fans and celebrity mentions and all of that. It's truly all very authentic. Like, we don't pay them to talk about us. Like, we, you know, it's all like real, genuine love, which also makes it, I think, even more meaningful for us. Because it's true, authentic, you know, appreciation for what we do.
I love that. You can see that. And that shines through for sure. If coming from somebody on the outside, you can see that it's authentic and it's just the ripple effect of authenticity. You guys don't have, there's no Tata Harper supplements, right? Mm-mm. Is that anything you've ever considered just to support skin health, or is that you're staying out of that?
I mean, I love supplements. I am a big supplement taker. Like, I love, love, love. I take like maybe 12 different supplements and then maybe another 12 different powders every day. you know, it gets a little out of hand. But no, I haven't thought. I mean, that's not our thing. That's not our thing. That's other people's things.
I love that.
And it's nice to also understand, you know, like, where do clients go for you for things, and and where it's a place of another partner to come in and supply like amazing supplements or other things that we don't produce at the moment.
I love it. I think that's part of authenticity. You are great at what you do, and you are okay with not being all things to all people. I think that's part of being authentic. Well, I'm curious about what are some of the 12 supplements, or if you were to name them all. I know people are going to be wondering, what does she take? What is her supplements?
I have some here. So I take ashwagandha.
Oh,
I was actually going to, I forgotten to take them today. So I love ashwagandha. And I also, by the way, I'm loving this herbal mood regulator support by Dr. Gondry. I don't know if you are familiar with him.
Yes, I'm a good friend of mine.
Yeah, like my mood stabilizers. Plus, I also take this magnesium from this company, by the way, that it's called Da Vinci.
Great.
Magnesium citrate. I find it to be super effective. This is also like, it helps with my mood, I think, in many, many ways, like my nervous system. So these are like the three, like the little cocktail for that.
Love it.
Then I take from Gaia also the turmeric supreme. This is like one of my favorite, I would say, supplements, the turmeric and the ashwagandha. I think that they're in the top of my list. I'm also loving this probiotics. Have you heard of this company?
Yes, Dr. Ahira's. Yep, I have.
Yeah. So I've been taking the supplement, this probiotics, which I was told that also, you know, aside from being like pre, pro, and postbiotics, that they're also help you make like these enzymes that are really good for your heart, like butyrate enzymes or something like that.
Yeah, short chain fatty acids are basically products of bacterial fermentation. So that product, that Dr. Here's probiotics, helps to support butyrate. Yeah.
Yeah. So I love these. And then I have two more. And then I have the Bio Omega.
Okay, cool. By Biotics Research. Okay.
And then berberine.
Of thorn berberine. Great. That's a solid list, Tata. Love that.
That's my morning stash. Beyond that is like the vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin zinc, and then calcium. And that's pretty much it.
I love it. What are some of the powders that you take?
I take a lot of mushrooms. Lion's mane, reishi, chaga. I also love Macuna pruriens.
Yes.
Take a lot of
the sun potion one?
The sun potion one.
Yeah, it's a good brand, yeah.
And I also love the saffron latte is that moon juice, I think?
Yeah, yep, moon juice.
It's saffron latte that it's really good. And I was reading a lot about red saffron, how it also helps with like your mood and like if you're feeling a little down, you know, definitely this year has been super bizarre for everybody. So I feel that all of that has helped me kind of like keep happy and keeping moves regardless of all the, you know, all the changes and stay flexible, you know, with all stuff. That's what you need to do to stay flexible.
Definitely. Well, I mean, your list is exactly like my list. We're taking basically the same type of supplements.
So what are you taking that I am not taking?
Well, I was wondering, as you were talking, how many IUs of D3 are you taking? Do you know?
I don't know. How many should I take?
I would take around 5,000 IUs, especially because you live between Vermont and Connecticut. We're not getting tons of sun up here.
No, I'm
in Pennsylvania. So, it's about 5,000 IUs. And I would pair that with the vitamin K2, another fat-soluble vitamin. So yours may have it together.
I might have it, yeah.
Okay, good. And then a methylated B vitamin, if you don't take that, which it may be in some of the powders that you take, but take a methylfolate and a B12, like a methylcobalamin, because most people and talk about mood and hormones and supporting methylation, which you need for detox pathways and all of that good stuff. Just help your brain and your hormones. So B vitamins. And other than that, you're really taking a lot of what I would consider core things. The adaptogens, some anti-inflammatory support with the turmeric, adaptogens to support mood and brain, and the vitamin D. Another one would be, now that I think about it, is a vitamin A supplement, but you can get that from organ meat capsules. I don't know if you eat meat at all, but that's the true vitamin A. Is the retinol is in like beef liver capsules.
Is that like an astaxanthin, for example?
Astaxanthin is going to be in a lot of it's a phytonutrient, antioxidant as well. So that's great for your supporting antioxidant pathways and supporting eyesight and supporting brain function and skin health too. Yeah. So those are antioxidants, but after we maybe get off the air, I'll email you some links if you want different brands you can try.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
I've loved this conversation. It's been such a blessing.
Well, thank you for inviting me. This is fun to finally meet you.
And
let's keep in touch.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. If you want to learn more about Tata Harper's work and the products we talked about in today's episode, you can check it all out at tataharperskincare.com. At the end of every episode, I'll be answering a question from one of you guys. Nothing is off limits. Ask me anything. And you can send your questions over to me on Instagram or Facebook. As a functional medicine practitioner, it's been fun seeing the questions that have come in on different food philosophies, wellness trends, and ways to approach overall mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. Thanks for those. And I'm looking forward to seeing what else is on your mind. All right, now it's time for another Ask Me Anything. Today's question is from Seb. Seb asks, "Hi, Dr. Cole. I've heard you talk in the past about healthy fats. I'm still unsure about why healthy fats are, in fact, healthy. Why should I care about taking it? And what exactly are healthy fats?" Great question, Seb. So healthy fats, you're right. It's a term that we use maybe a little bit flippantly in the health space, assuming everybody knows what we're talking about and why they should care. Probably should do a whole solo episode about fats. Maybe that's a good idea. Or about macronutrients in general, maybe proteins, fats, and carbs. Reach out to me on social media if you like that idea. Where should our macronutrients be and how everybody's different? And that might be a good episode there. You got me thinking, Sam. Anyways, healthy fats. Fats are needed for many different things in our body. I mean, our brain is 60% fat. 25% of all our body's cholesterol is actually in our brains. When we're talking about fats and cholesterols, that is from a clinical nutrition standpoint, something that we want people to be optimizing. And our immune system needs healthy fat and cholesterol. And every cell of our body is made from phospholipids. We need healthy fats on many different levels and a variety of different fats. So there's three main types of fat. There's saturated fats, there's monounsaturated fats, and polyunsaturated fats. So a blend of these in whole food form is really what people should be focusing on. And I do think that there's a lot of misinformation and a lot of conflation when it comes to saturated fat in particular, because it is very, I talked about this at length in my book. So if you want to learn more about this, check out Ketotarian, check out The Inflammation Spectrum and Intuitive Fasting. I talk about it in all three books and tons of articles at drwillcole.com. But healthy fats are really going to be a collection of all different three, and some foods have more than one type of fat as well. So think something like grass-fed beef, for example, which red meat is sort of the quintessential, you know, epitomization, if you will, of saturated fat. But in fact, has quite a bit of omega fats too, which is a polyunsaturated fat. So a blend of PUFAs, polyunsaturated fatty acids, and MUFAs, monounsaturated fatty acids, and saturated fats are needed. They're needed for your brain health, your hormone health, your immune health. All of these things are imperative. All of these systems in the body need healthy fats for optimal function. So some healthy fats that I like to focus on, that many of my patients work on, optimizing as well. So things like wild-caught fish, like think wild-caught salmon, some fatty fish, sardines, anchovies, different fatty fishes like this. Olives and olive oil, avocados, avocado oil, soaked nuts and seeds to make them more digestible, eggs, egg yolks, have amazing different varieties of fats and vitamins as well. Grass-fed beef that I mentioned earlier, coconut oil, coconut cream can be helpful as well. Some people certainly should limit the amount of saturated fats they're having, but we shouldn't be reducing and saying saturated fat is bad. There are people that have ApoE3-4 and ApoE4-4. Their body's a little bit slower at shuttling saturated fats, especially if it's in the presence of high carbohydrates, which I really wouldn't recommend people having refined carbohydrates anyways. But what the researchers refer to as the mixed meal, like high saturated fat with high refined carbohydrates, can be problematic. But saturated fat in whole food form, in the context of a healthy human being with healthy whole food carbohydrates, can be really beneficial for most people. So a blend of these omega fats, monounsaturated fats, like the avocados and the olives that I talked about and their oils, as well as the saturated fats, can be all really beneficial for human health. So there you have it, Seb. This is why you should be optimizing healthy fats. Now look, some people have to start off low and slow. You don't want to just go to eating tons of healthy fats if your body's not used to it. You have to have, your body has to start to awaken the proper enzymes, lipase, to break these things down. Your gallbladder has to start contracting and waking up to breaking it down. And that takes time. So too much fat too soon can cause digestive distress, looser stools, GI upset. You don't want that. So start off low and slow, wake your body up to healthy fats. And everybody should have different amounts of healthy fats depending on where their body's at. In general, people should look into optimizing healthy fats, but I don't think everybody needs to have super high fat diet all the time. That's not what I'm advocating, but just optimizing it, bringing it into your life to optimize your health. Great question, Seb. Thanks again for listening to The Art of Being Well. If you have a chance, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you like what you're hearing, hit follow and pass it along to a friend. To see more, head to drwillcole.com/podcast. I'll be back again next Thursday, and I hope you will too. Talk soon.